Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall by no means enter the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Jim, Wonder Reality, continuing this series, The Purpose of Human Existence. Remember, we could give a trillion messages about this topic and never touch the surface, never even begin to fathom and imagine the glorious gospel and presence of Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of human existence for every individual person, is to know God Almighty, to walk with Him, live with Him, fellowship with Him forever through Jesus Christ. This specific message is about the simplicity of this. The whole purpose of this message is that it encourages us to right here, right now, today, walk with Him. An encouragement to anyone who will listen. This is the first thing that I want to say. Most people on the earth, including most followers of Jesus Christ, have a perception that this walk with Him is difficult, hard, takes our whole life to do it, that it's so difficult, and that we almost, at times, we don't try. But this is the first encouragement, is you, anyone who wants to walk with Him, a person does not need anything else to walk with Him in fullness of in that person's journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to know the Bible in and out. We don't have to go to school or some class or a seminar or anything. We don't need all of these things that many times we perceive that we need, because a walk with Him is so simple. It's one person with Jesus Christ, who is the Lord God Almighty. That's it. He's all we need. Now, yes, all these other things flow from that. We need fellowship with believers. We need to pray and hear from Him through His Word, through other people, all of these different ways that He teaches us. Yes, we need that, all those things. But as I've said before, the relationship with Him is 99.99% of it. It's 100% of it, and everything flows from that. The encouragement is, right here, right now, you and anyone else in the world who is sincere and genuine in walking with Him can walk with Him fully today in God's perfect will, in the stage that they are at in their relationship with Him. Whether they're technically in phase 1, 2, 3 or beyond, or if they're just beginning, or if they don't have a relationship with Him, if they repent and seriously, sincerely, genuinely ask Jesus into their life, boom, they're saved, they're walking with Him. Same thing with us. No matter where we are, right now, right here, someone can walk with Him because He's everywhere all the time around us. His presence is over all the earth. His presence and power is everywhere. And so everywhere we go, He's right there. That's how simple and easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to walk with Him if we are sincere, genuine, we are repenting, continually walking in repentance, and so forth. Glory to God forever. And in this teaching, just this one teaching today. I don't want to cite the Bible, although I already have at that first quote at the beginning. But that's how easy it is. We don't even need the Bible to tell us this, that it's, I'll get to that in a second, hopefully. Second thing, second encouragement, okay? Most people, as I said before, perceive that a walk with Jesus Christ is associated with religion, that it's difficult, arduous, it's inhibiting, it's somehow we have to be spiritual and act spiritual. You'll notice that people, they try to get their behavior lined up with what they perceive, all the things God says we have to do, and we have to act spiritual. So they do that. They act spiritual. They act, they maybe we go do good things, which are fine. Those things are fine. But there's this whole perception, both from people who are not saved and from people who are saved, who are followers of Jesus, that it's religion, that we have to do certain things. We have to go to services. We have to deny ourselves. You know, we can't do, it's going to be hard and arduous and difficult, and it's not fun. It's inhibiting. And in other words, like if there was a list of the 100 favorite things that a person does, most pleasurable things that a human being does, they might have on the list things like, you know, traveling and eating their favorite food, or maybe watching, doing their hobbies, but whatever their hobbies are, you know, all these things that are their favorite things to do, watching movies, listening to music, sex would be on the list, of course, all these pleasurable things. The list goes on and on. I'm just throwing out some ideas, you know, what people do to unwind and get away from stress and things. Go out and have fun, drink alcohol, go, like I said, movies, TV shows, books, where we escape from this real, the real world, and we go into the list. It's just on and on and on. Traveling, getting out of, getting away from work and going on a weekend or a week or whatever, all this stuff, walking with Jesus would not even probably be on the list. Like if you ask someone to list these things and they listed them, walking with Jesus Christ would not be on the list. That's generally true, I would say, for 98% of people on the earth. And yet, a walk with Jesus Christ is the most glorious, wonderful, priceless treasure in the universe. His presence is infinitely, infinitely greater than all the pleasure, all the wealth of the earth. His presence is this treasure that is priceless, glorious, beyond comprehension. Him and His presence, which we must prove ourselves worthy of Him. But again, in that first phase, He's there, He's available, He's going to bless someone as much as He can, as much as someone allows God Almighty to. He's right there. We miss it because we go do all these other things. And again, because our perception is that, oh, a walk with Jesus is not, it's going to be, it's religious, it's difficult, hard, it's not, it's, that's the wrong perception, of course. So I want to just state the truth, you know, that this is what is the purpose of our existence on the earth, is to walk with Him, to, in that daily walk where we just, day by day, with consistency and patience, we just walk with Him every day. And then glorious things begin to happen. This anointing, the presence of Jesus Christ, so glorious and awesome. the answer. The answer. You know, all these other things on that list, those are just temporary pleasures, temporary things. They're, you know, but the real answer, Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit, where all these incredible promises that he promises and this, you know, the divine nature. But again, even if we don't have a Bible, we don't have all of these promises that are so clear in the Bible, how would someone know, someone in the world know, oh, this is what's available? The presence of God through His one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. We as human beings innately, we all, the best way I can explain it is, we all want something more. We all are searching for something more. We all want the good things, right? We want all the good and great and wonderful things that potentially are available. We want happiness, fulfillment. We want peace and health and well-being. We all want, you know, everyone in their right mind wants these things. So we are seeking them, trying to find them in all these different ways. That list of 100 things that are someone's favorite things to do, those are ways that someone is seeking those good things. We seek those things through many different ways, through human relationships, through our career and money and material things, through, you know, yes, we want to take care of ourselves, eat, you know, food and exercise and well-being and so forth, so that we can remain healthy and that we are, you know, we can continue on, that we're not going to suffer. So it's innate that we as humans are always wanting something more, and the answer is, of course, a divine relationship with God Almighty. That's the true answer. We really, as human beings, have that innate, you know, we're wired that way, so to speak. We have that innate desire for not just something more, for the highest thing, the greatest thing, the answer, that divine relationship. So how do we find the divine relationship? Let's say that someone doesn't have a Bible, they never hear the gospel. They, through this common sense and through this innate, built-in desire that we have, they can seek Him and know through common sense He's everything and we are nothing. If someone's an adult, if they're 15, 20 years old, 25, 15 is not an adult. I'm just saying someone who is thinking for themselves, whether they're 15 years old or 75 or 80 years old, it's just common sense. There is a power greater than us, providing us everything that we have, that placed us here on the earth. Whatever, there's some power and force. You know, many people call it evolution. They say, oh, it's evolution. Or, okay, the planets collided somehow and created the earth, which is just ludicrous that someone would believe, ridiculous that someone would believe that, or believe evolution, that we evolved over millions of years to today. But whatever it is, it's everyone would agree we had nothing as humans to do. We had nothing to do with even being here on the earth, right? Then in the first 4 to 5 years of our life, we, other forces and other people took care of us and provided everything for us. We couldn't provide anything for ourselves. We would have died if that had not been the case, if other people had not taken care of us, and this other power and force provided all the things we needed. And then now as humans, as adults, same thing. This power and force is providing everything for us every day. Sunlight, air, water, food. all of that, and much more. So, the only common sense reaction to that is we humble ourselves before this power and force, and we seek, somehow, we seek that, the truth, until we find it. And if someone does that, they will find the truth. They will find there's a Savior who can save us from this wretched existence that we are in, where, and save us from this mystery that even that mystery and unknowing should cause us to seek Him more and more until we find Him, and then someone will find Him. Isn't that interesting? So there's this mystery, and again, you look at the human race, and there's this massive debate with a majority of people not believing in the one true God. So 70% don't believe in the one true God in Jesus Christ. They believe in maybe another God, or a smaller percentage, like I said, they believe in, you know, they don't believe in a God. So they believe in just, they have beliefs, or they believe in evolution, or they're Buddhists, or they're Hindus. It's a collection of beliefs, or Chinese folk religions, or different things. So the general consensus is there's a mystery here. There's an unknowing. Like, we as humans, we're so helpless and fragile and frail, and again, we're helpless. That helplessness is the obvious answer is we humble ourselves before this power, and we admit to Him we're helpless, we can do nothing, we know nothing, we had nothing to do with even being here on the earth in the first place, we couldn't take care of ourselves when we were a young baby and child. We can't even take care of ourselves now. We can't provide any of these things. All these things are gifts from this glorious Heavenly Father giving us these wonderful things every day. The sun, the air, water, food, anything good comes directly from Him. And so we simply humble ourselves and we find Him, and that's the answer. Within this grand mystery and unknowing, we can find that secret place, the answer, a relationship with the great and awesome Creator of the earth and the universe through His blessed Savior. Through Him, He came down to earth as one of us. Through Him, we can find the treasure, the answer, this glorious knowing the truth, which is Him, of course. And it's only reserved for those realize they are nothing. They are helpless without Him. They are dead without Him and can do nothing without Him. And they therefore have the broken and contrite spirit that He talks about throughout. Well, here I am referring to the Bible, but it's common sense. Because He's everything, we're nothing. That's just common sense. That's the key. That's the secret. One of the secrets to getting if you summarize the whole New Testament, summarize the whole Bible, you know, is that acknowledgement that He's everything, we're nothing, that we need Him. And then we walk with Him. And it's all that, you know, the Ten Commandments, it's all common sense. You know, don't kill someone. Don't steal from them. Don't lie. You know, these are just common sense. We know these things as human beings. And so, now, we do have the Bible telling us that the answer is the kingdom of God. That's His presence, His glory. So Jesus said, what you heard whispered in the ear, shout it from the rooftops. So that's what we want to do. Shout it from the rooftops. But I want to present it that it is such, so easy and simple, and it is common sense. This glorious walk with Him that's only reserved for the few who do things His way, who humble themselves before Him, admit they are helpless, admit they are nothing. Then we can receive this glorious, glorious gospel, the greatest treasure in all the universe that a majority of people ignore. A majority of people don't believe this. A majority of people, in fact, even mock it. They have that perception that it's not even on my list of things that I ever want to do. They're missing out. And also, we as the body of Christ, we're not doing our job getting the anointing so that they will realize the truth, that they will realize, oh, this is the answer, and then they'll want Jesus Christ. When they sense His presence and His glory and the anointing, that's when they naturally want to come to Him. We're not doing our job to get that anointing so that people can receive Him, receive the truth, so that they can be saved. People, of course, come up with all these objections. And a big objection is, oh, you're saying that God is such a wonderful God, and He's so loving and merciful, and it's so glorious to walk with Him. What about all the suffering on the earth? Look at all the people suffering. 1 billion people can't get food and water. People are suffering everywhere. People are getting, tragedies are happening all over the earth every day. How can you say that God is this loving, wonderful God? Well, there's a battle in the universe. God Almighty versus the devil. And so that battle's going on. We as humans, again, we're helpless. All that suffering should just further confirm that we are helpless and need Him. That, we have nowhere else to turn, nothing else that we can do except go directly to Him, the Almighty God, and to His Son, Jesus Christ. And then that's when we find the answer. So there's a lot of answers that I can give to this question of suffering. That's one of them. Second, we're on the earth. It's the upside down. The earth is upside down compared to the way it's supposed to be. And so, and really, those who are suffering and those who are the low people on the earth, well, the truth is that for eternity, which is what matters, they may end up high. There's more of a chance that they will find God and that they will find the truth, Jesus Christ, and that they'll end up in heaven for eternity, and eternity is what really matters. So in that sense, you could even argue that just one way to look at it is that, hey, those who are low and who are suffering, they may end up high. Hey, if you're high and you're doing great on the earth, there's more of a chance that you won't rely on God. That's just common sense. If somebody has everything they need on the earth and everything's going great, they don't rely on God. And the tragedy is they may miss finding Him and end up in hell, end up in a bad place for eternity. But the main thing is we are helpless. All of this suffering, all the things that we face, we all have hardships. We all have challenges. All of that should just cause us to seek Him more, to give our everything to Him, and that's when all the good things happen. Amen. Thanks for listening. This is Jim with Wonder Reality. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org, for free teachings and books.